Lesson 7.3, page 54. Exercises 1A and 1B.
Oh, I love the colors in this rug. How much are you asking for it?
Well, I'm selling this one for $300.
Oh, really? I really do love it, but that's a little on the high side for me. Can you go any lower?
Well, since you really like it, I can give it to you for $250.
Oh, I don't know. I wasn't really expecting to pay that much for a rug.
Well, you'd be foolish not to accept this offer. This is a great rug. Many of my customers get a lot of satisfaction out of these handmade rugs. They make any room look beautiful, and they're easy to clean. They're very practical.
Oh, well, I'm not sure if it would be worth the money. Would you be willing to accept $200 for it?
Sorry, but I can't accept that. I purchased these rugs overseas. $250 is the best I can do.
I'm not sure it's big enough, but I do love the colors in it.
Well, you think about it then. I'll have a lot of people today who will want to purchase it, so don't wait too long before you make a decision.
Everything you're saying is convincing me to buy it, but all I can give you is $210. That's my final offer.
Sorry, but no deal. It doesn't make financial sense to sell it at that price. I spent time buying the rugs. I had to pay import taxes for them, too. I assure you, $250 is a good price for this rug. But if you really want it, I can throw in some stuff for free.
Like what?
I can give you this little vase. It matches the red color in the rug.
Okay, but I still won't pay $250. I can see a stain right here in the middle. I think I'll look around for another rug.
Uh-oh, I might have spilled some coffee on it. I'll give it to you for $225 and throw in a bottle of stain remover, too.
Oh, really? Well, that sounds fair enough. The rug, a bottle of stain remover, and a vase for $225? I usually feel nervous buying things at a street market, but you've got a deal.
Excellent. You won't regret buying this rug for your home.